Ang no-fault divorce o ang diborsyo na kung saan ay hindi kailangang patunayan ng sino man sa mag-asawa kung sino ang may sala o maling ginawa ay unang ginamit ng mga Bolsheviks kasunod ng Russian Revolution noong 1917. 6 na dekada pagkatapos nito, sumunod ang Australia. Itinatag ng Family Law Act 1975 ang prinsipyo ng no-fault divorce sa batas ng Australia. Ito ay nangangahulugan na hindi kailangang isaalang-alang ng isang korte kung ang isang kapareha sa kasal ay may sala sa pagkasira ng kanilang kasal. Natuklasan ng Australian Institute of Family Studies na samantalang iniisip ng karamihan sa mga Australiano na napakadaling kumuha ng diborsyo sa bansa, kakaunti ang sumasang-ayon sa palagay na dapat manatiling magkasama ang mga tao kung hindi sila maligaya sa kanilang pagsasama. Ayon sa dating abogado at nagtatag ng Separation and Divorce Advisors, Jacqueline Wharton, 12 buwan ng paghihiwalay ay sapat ng panahon para sa diborsyo ayon sa batas ng Australia. Sa kabila nito, sinabi niya na dapat tumagal ng 2 taon ang kasal ng naturang mag-asawa bago sila makakapagsampa ng kahilingang magdiborsyo sa Australia.
And you could have separation under the same roof, but mostly it's separation in separate houses is obviously the easiest way to prove that you've been separated. And once you've been separated for 12 months, then you're entitled to apply for divorce. And there doesn't have to be any blame or any other circumstances.
Maaaring mag-isang magsampa ang isang tao ng diborsyo, subalit kailangan niyang pag-aralang mabuti ang kanyang gagawin.
First thing that we really do is help people come up with a budget, a very detailed budget, which includes all of their kids' costs and all of their everyday costs, as well as their annual costs like car registration and whatever else, and also looking at what their assets and all their debts are, and that includes superannuation, any assets that are held in their own name or held jointly as a couple, or that they're ex-owned, because all of those assets and debts go into the pool to be divided once you start working on your financial agreement or your financial settlement.
Nagpayo si Binibining Wharton na kumuha muna ng kopya ng mga record ng pananalapi, mga deposito sa banko, tax refunds at bumalik ng 3 taon sa ganitong record.
One thing that we always stress to our clients is to remember that your ex will be entitled to see your personal bank account. So we do have people saying to us, well, I might just put money aside into this and spend it this way or that way. But just remember, during the court process, your ex is actually entitled to see all of those bank accounts and they'll see where you've been spending your money. So just be really careful on that.
Idinagdag ni Jacqueline Wharton na kapag nakikitungo sa pananalapi, kailangan mag-isip ng matagalan.
So in summary, in your financials, just remember, try and prepare. Look at everything. Look at your day-to-day expenses. Look at your ongoing expenses. Try and look at what money you will need in the future. It's not just today that you need to be worried about, but if you want to keep the house, how are you going to pay the mortgage and any other expenses associated with that?
Ang 2nd plano ay kaugnay sa mga anak na maaaring isinilang sa mag-asawa. Kung walang utos ng korte ang sinusunod kung paanong maaalagaan ang mga bata, kailangan pag-usapan ito ng mag-asawa. Sinabi ni Binibining Wharton na mahalagang tandaan na wala silang karapatan kaugnay sa pagiging magulang ng kanilang mga anak.
The only people that have rights in the family law system are the children. And they have a right to know both their parents. Most of the time, unless there's been a sort of a history of violence or abuse, children are entitled to see and spend significant time with each parent to get to know them.
Sa Australia, sa bawat taon, mahigit sa 50 kabata ang may edad na 18 taon ang may mga magulang na nagdiborsyo. Ang usapan sa kung paano titira ang mga anak sa magkahiwalay na magulang ay malimit na magulong usapan. Sinabi ni Jacqueline Wharton na ang susi para sa mga magulang ay gamitin ang kanilang galing sa pagiging magulang at magtrabaho para sa kapakanan ng mga anak.
We really encourage people to think about the kids' schedules and think about really how the kids are going to work between the houses and to sit down with your ex and work out how you're actually going to tell the children about what's happened. The kids just want to feel safe and loved by both of you. So coming up with a plan before you actually tell the children, we think that that's a significant and a really great thing to do.
Sinasabi ng ulat mula sa Australian Institute of Family Studies na ang mga babaeng Australiana ay mas malamang na magsimula ng diborsyo kaysa sa mga lalaki at tapusin ang kanilang kasal. Natagpuan din ang pagsusuri na sa kabila na parehong walang kasiyahan ang mag-asawa sa kanilang emosyonal at personal na buhay, ang babae ay mas maligaya kaysa sa mga lalaki pagkatapos ng diborsyo. At sa huli, ang pangatlong balak ay dapat isa puso. Ayon kay Jacqueline Wharton, kailangan mo ng isang plano kung paano haharapin ang emosyonal na bahagi ng inyong paghihiwalay.
Separation has so many highs and lows, and we find that people who are clear about who they want to be in their divorce have less regrets going forward. Having less regrets really means that you're going to heal from this really horrible part of your life. Yeah, it's one of the key things that people need in order to move on.
Itinagdag ni Binibining Wharton na ang desisyong ginagawa ng mga tao sa isang diborsyo ay depende sa kanilang pagpapahalaga at sa anong uri ng istorya tungkol sa diborsyo ang gusto nila.
Whether they want to be a victim or whether they want to be seen as balanced and how they want to be seen by their children in 5 years. If you can think about all of those things and you can look at yourself in the mirror each night and think, I'm proud of how I was today and how I behaved, then you're a long way to healing and moving on with your life.
Sa kahabaan ng diborsyo, kailangang suportahan ang mga tao. Ayon kay Jacqueline Wharton, ang unang taong dapat suportahan ay ang iyong sarili.
And that means that when you're feeling good, and there will be times when people feel really good in divorce, they feel, I'm in control of this, I can do anything. And during those times, we really advise people to get as much done around the house or at work or whatever that they can. Cook all the meals, do all the washing, do whatever you can, because there will be times when you'll be feeling low and you won't be feeling like that. So the fact that you can get out a frozen meal from your freezer will help you indefinitely.
Sinabi din ni Binibining Wharton, ang diborsyo at paghihiwalay ay isang paglalakbay na sumasakop sa maraming aspeto ng buhay at ang diborsyo ay ang panghuling payo lamang.
Look after yourself and find the ways to do that. Make sure you get across your finances. Prepare. Think about your immediate needs, financial needs, but also think about your future needs. And make sure you look after your kids. A good support team is great. A good lawyer, a good psychologist, a good advisor, a GP, some good friends that you can have a laugh with. Looking after yourself, getting some exercise and making sure you eat well and sleeping as much as you can. That's a recipe for a good divorce as far as we're concerned.